And time for Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Darren.
Phones locking up, browsing certain sites.
There are. I had a phone call from a poor gentleman yesterday. He said, I'm about to go home and I'm in real trouble, Richard. So he said, I was browsing, let's say, a site where people take their clothes off all the time on my iPhone, and my whole phone is suddenly locked.
Aye.
I don't know what to do. I can't really get out of these sites, and all these ads keep popping up. So he's on an iPhone.
Yeah.
Very simple. If this happens to you, what you need to do is go into your settings, look for Safari, you just clear history and website data, and you're back to normal. Reboot your phone, you're back to normal. If you're on an Android phone as well, you've got to clear exactly the same thing, all the history and website data in the browser you're using. Reboot your phone, and you should be fine. Don't panic, people.
It's not the end of the world.
No, but really, you shouldn't be browsing porn on your phone.
Well,
say that.
People do it, apparently.
They do.
Who would have thought?
Yes.
How much porn is on the internet, do you reckon? Is it like 5%, 10%?
I would never say fair, Darren.
Okay.
There is a fair bit of porn out there. And I've got to say that, if you've got kids and everything, like, you've really got to, you give phones to your kids. It really is open season out there. So you've got to have that conversation with your kids about what is out there on the internet.
Indeed. Okay, let's talk about Crypto Locker.
It is still alive and well out there and is still destroying businesses. You've got to make sure that you do a backup. So if you click a link in an email, if you click certain emails, they will encrypt everything on your hard drive so that you can't actually get into any of those files unless you pay a ransom. That's why you've got to back up. And it's only 50-50 whether you'll get the stuff back when you pay the ransom as well. So you just keep that thought in the back of your mind, because if you don't want to lose everything, that you need to back up. If you get somebody in to repair it as well, they've got to make sure that they wipe the computer back to factory settings. There is no other way. They can't leak. They can't go and say, well, I've removed the virus. They don't actually know. And I'll give you a prime example. I saw a business yesterday where somebody else had got in there, because they got me in afterwards to say something funny happening to the computer. And they'd had Crypto Locker about a week ago, and they still had remnants of all over on there, and literally went into a folder and the whole thing got encrypted again. So
frustrating.
It's terrible. Lucky enough, they did have a backup for it, but it is the scorched earth policy. You've got to wipe it all back to factory settings.
Back up and then wipe. Yep.
Back up and then back up. Make sure you back up. But if you get this, you've got to wipe it back to factory settings. There is no other way around it.
All right. You got some antivirus yarns?
Yes, I do. If you're using a Mac and you've got... I don't believe in using antivirus on a Mac, and I've said this before, because I don't believe you need it because of a thing called Gatekeeper on there. Some people have got Avast on their Macs. I've seen a few people with that in their time. If you're using Avast on your Mac, just be aware that if you're banking and everything, Avast are actually taking records of everything that you do online.
Right.
Because it gets funneled all through them. So
yep.
If you go to Facebook and you enter things, you'll get there taking it all. Uninstall Avast. You don't need it. And Kaspersky Antivirus had an ad out last week that said, if you really want to get the ladies, you'll install Kaspersky. It was my sexiest ad I've seen in a long time.
Really?
And a ridiculous ad, seriously. To pick up girls, install Kaspersky.
Yeah, because, the women are into that, the antivirus software. They love
nothing
it.
Nothing says safety in numbers like using Kaspersky.
Okay, software pick of the week.
We're going to start doing this. This is the Microsoft Malicious Software Removal Tool. You can't actually find it on your computer, but it is there and is updated by Microsoft every month. So in your little search bar down the bottom, if you type in MRT, it will come to life. If you can do a full scan of your computer for virus and malware issues, it's a good second choice for you if you run one of the other antiviruses, and does a really good job. So just run it, just have a look. But I'll put all the links up on the website.
All right. Richard's excellent website is TalkTech, T-E-C-H, talktech.com.au. Good stuff, mate. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it, Darren.